ESPN 1000 presents The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Hard-hitting fantasy info to help you land that dub this weekend. Jeff Meller shares the latest news, injury updates, and tips to help you set your lineup. The Fantasy Football Show, presented by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. Your football Sunday starts now with Jeff Meller on ESPN Chicago.
Yeah, it does. It does indeed, folks. Welcome on in week 14 of the NFL season. And for most folks, you may need a win to get into your fantasy football playoffs. And that is why I'm here. I'm Jeff Meller. Welcome on in. ESPN Chicago's NFL Day starts with the Fantasy Football Show today. Of course, presented as always by our presenting sponsors, the fine folks over at Tullamore Dew. The fine Irish whiskey and ETI School of Skilled Trade. If you're unfamiliar with the show, 312-332-3776. That's your ticket to get on in. If you have a fantasy football question, I will answer it for you from now until 8 o'clock. And then, of course, we will get you started with a full Sunday of Bears coverage on your home of the Bears, ESPN 1000. We'll have Black and Abdallah from 8 till 10. Sylvie, Dion Miller, Lance Briggs will get you going from 10 until noon. Of course, at noon is when we have the call of the Bears and Lions today on the lakefront. You'll hear Joniak, you'll hear Tom Thayer, you'll hear Jason McKee on the sidelines. And then for post-game coverage, it'll be Peggy and Yurko. And then, of course, with the post-post, filling in for me today will be Tyler Aki, and he'll be alongside Pat the Designer and Jason McKee. So that's your setup for a full Sunday of NFL action on ESPN 1000, including, of course, the Bears game against the Lions. But before we go there, we're going to go around the league, talk about all the latest news and injuries that you need to be aware of to help you set your fantasy football lineup. That's what I do every Sunday. Again, 312-332-3776. You can also hit me up on Twitter at Jeff_Meller. That's M-E-L-L-E-R if you want to ask me a question there as well. So here we go. Let's hit it, Sean. Sean Graney, Jack McGrath back at the shop today will be ushering us through this as I broadcast remotely from Tampa Bay today. My son's got a soccer tournament this weekend, so forgive the ambient noise. If you hear someone knocking at the door, I'm clearly too loud inside my hotel room, but never fear, we will get through it at a, let's call it a hushed tone, a little bit hushed, more hushed than normal for my speaking voice. All right, let's get it after it, though. Let's start with the highlights, and I think we kick things off with the return of a very, very special man in fantasy football.
Jefferson, 4 catches, 86 yards. He's slot right. T.J. Hawkinson in motion to the left. Outside of him, Jordan Addison. Cousins back to pass. Pull it over the middle. Caught J.J. He's on the run, and he is gone! Touchdown, Vikings! Justin Jefferson, with his first touchdown this season, gives the Vikings a 23-21 lead. It's a 48-yard strike. 8-18.
It has been far too long since we've seen a Justin Jefferson touchdown. Hopefully, he'll get back to his scoring ways as he returns for the Vikings off of injured reserve with that hamstring injury. The Vikings take on the Las Vegas Raiders today at Allegiant Stadium. So, Justin Jefferson back just in time. If you were able to survive his absence, he'll hopefully be able to propel you back into playoff mode. However, there has been a big blow to the running back position, to a very, what has been in the past, a very good offense.
Pacheco, the running back, short side to right side, ball snapped on the near hash. They throw it to Pacheco, gets a block at the 10, 5, pops into the end zone, touchdown, Kansas City, and the Chiefs have blown it open.
So Isaiah Pacheco dealing with the injury, he's out, and that means clearly you can't use him for Kansas City's purposes. Clyde Edwards-Helaire steps in to what will be a more primary role for the Chiefs in their backfield. Jerick McKinnon also returning from injury over the past few weeks. He hasn't been nearly as involved as he was last year down the stretch. However, Matt Nagy, yes, I know Bears fans love when I talk about Matt Nagy, but nevertheless, I do have to quote him. He talked about how the Chiefs were deliberately being cautious with Jerick McKinnon down the stretch due to his age. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if we do start to see Jerick McKinnon get more involved in the Chiefs offense down the stretch. Obviously, if you don't have anyone on your bench who you feel comfortable with, CEH could be somebody who you could use if you need to. But of course, we've seen this show before with him. It's kind of hit or miss. If he scores a touchdown, he'll be productive. But I don't love using him. But of course, without Pacheco, you should be the chief running back who gets the most carries. You can go ahead and give me the next highlight, Sean.
Ball to 44 of New Orleans in a tie game. Shotgun snap to Lawrence. In the pocket, throws on a cross. It's Kirk from left to right. Goes up the right sideline to the 30. Kirk inside the 20. Chase to the 10. Breaks the tackle at the 5. And Christian Kirk all the way. 44 yards for a Jacksonville touchdown. And the Jaguars grab a 30-24 lead.
All right, so this is a double whammy here. Christian Kirk obviously has been placed at injured reserve with that core injury, underwent surgery. He's out. You know that. Trevor Lawrence, though, this is the big one with the high ankle sprain. And when I say big one, I guess I'm thinking more likely in super flex formats, because if you lose a quarterback like Lawrence in a super flex, it's a huge blow. However, you should have C.J. Beathard handy if you're a Lawrence owner. But it does sound like, according to Ian Rappaport, that Trevor Lawrence is optimistic that he can play today. He's going to have to go through the pregame warmup. It's a tough matchup against the Browns. So this is where I get back to, if you're playing in a standard 10 or 12 team league, you probably got some better options at quarterback that you might be able to turn to. But again, in super flex, two quarterback leagues, if you can use Lawrence, you're probably going to want to because of the upside of the quarterback play. But against the Cleveland Browns, in your most standard formats, the ankle injury is enough to let me leave Lawrence on the bench. Moving on.
Lining up in the shotgun formation, the quarterback, Geno Smith. He's got the running back, Kenneth Walker, off his left hip. He's got four wide inside the 7. Second down and goal, Seattle. Shotgun snap, drops back 3, cocks his arm, hit, breaks the tackle, runs outside the numbers, throws on the run, in the corner, caught, dive, back corner, Metcalf, touchdown, Seattle!
All right, so Geno Smith is dealing with a groin injury of his own. According to Adam Schefter, this is probably more like a 2-week injury generally, I guess, because they played Thursday night. They're hoping that maybe he might be available today, but it's a 3:05 game. It is a game where Seattle is taking on the San Francisco 49ers at Levi's Stadium, so it's a bad matchup and a banged-up Geno Smith. Again, this is a scenario where, with only two teams on bye, Sam Howell and Kyler Murray being the quarterbacks of the teams on byes, the Cardinals and Commanders. With only two teams on bye, again, I think you should probably have some other options at the quarterback spot other than Geno Smith. Probably not worth waiting out to see if he's a go. It is, again, an afternoon game. It's 3:05, which makes things that much more difficult if you are waiting and then all of a sudden he's not. You have to have an option in those later games. I will say you've got a Monday night doubleheader this week that might give you a few more options than normal. The Tennessee Titans and Miami Dolphins will be playing in Miami, and then the Green Bay Packers and Giants will be playing as well on Monday night. So there are some options in some of the later games that could be, but again, it's Geno Smith against the Niners. Don't really love the play so much, so I would probably, in all likelihood, be looking elsewhere. However, in that same game, the Seahawks, the running backs, Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet, are both likely to play today. So that is the good news if you Walker, Charbonnet. Honestly, if Walker plays, he's pretty much a must start for most people. Assuming Walker does play, I really don't want to use Zach Charbonnet. I mentioned the Packers game. Let's move to a Packers wide receiver that is banged up.
Moving clock, 3:40 to play in the third quarter. Packers lead it 23-14. It's third down and three at the Detroit 16. Shotgun snap for Jordan Love. Right-hander looks to the end zone. Left side has an open man. It's caught. A touchdown. Green Bay in the back left corner of the end zone. It's Christian Watson, the second-year receiver. And the Packers extend the lead at Ford Field, Detroit on this Thanksgiving. It's Green Bay 29, Detroit 14, 3:30 to play in the third, and what a throw and catch.
All right, so this is a bummer because Christian Watson was coming on. Jordan Love's been playing well. Watson has been somebody who looked like he was getting closer to being the dynamic player that he was last season with Aaron Rodgers. Of course, if you watched it last week on Sunday Night Football, you saw Christian Watson pull up with that hammy injury, and he has already been ruled out. They may get some help back in the backfield. Aaron Jones is questionable. There's been some optimistic reports that he could be available on Monday Night Football, but that's the key word I just said there, Monday Night Football. I don't think you can wait on Aaron Jones because there's really not a whole other – there's not a whole lot of other running backs you would probably rather turn to in his absence. And when we've seen him return at times earlier this season, it hasn't always been great the first week back. So Aaron Jones, I think he's a stash. If someone released him because they were fed up, you might want to go ahead and grab him, put him on your bench for the playoffs and see him play things out. But again, I would not advise using Aaron Jones or even waiting on him because it is a Monday night game. So you're going to have to wait on that call. Moving on to another quarterback there here who this one's interesting. This has ripple effects basically throughout the entire team. The New Orleans Saints are taking on the Panthers at home. And go ahead and give me the highlight here, Sean.
Carr to throw. Bears bring some pressure. Carr throws to the end zone. And that is a touchdown for Chris Olave. Olave. Yes.
And you know what, Sean? Give me the other New Orleans Saints quarterback slash tight end that we need to talk about here.
Carr throwing. Caught. Touchdown. Taysom Hill. His first receiving touchdown of the season.
All right, so Carr, I think the offense moves better when Carr's under center, even though they always seem to get bogged up at the 20s. And here's the problem. Today, Taysom Hill is likely to be out, according to Adam Schefter. And that's a big blow, I think, for anybody who's been able to snag him and use him as their tight end, because he has been somebody who has some pretty big games with the goal line work that he gets. But he's banged up. We've got a couple injuries, an ankle, and I believe it was shoulder. Don't quote me on that. I know one of them was the ankle. So he's dealing with two injuries. He's out. Derek Carr is going to return for the Saints, which is good for the offense as a whole. You also heard Olave, who's been sick this week, but sounds like he's going to be able to play. So that's good news. I think Alvin Kamara actually is the biggest beneficiary when Carr's in, because Carr certainly does like to check the ball down to him. So in PPR formats, that's a huge boost for Kamara's value. But as I mentioned, Taysom Hill, I'm not sure if the Saints offense will be able to be as productive inside the red zone as they normally are without Taysom Hill today. Elsewhere, I think those are pretty much the key injuries that I wanted to hit on before we turn it over to you. Maybe worth mentioning, Dalton Schultz has been ruled out by the Texans. We all know that Tank Dell is done for the year. You saw that tough injury, the broken fibula that he suffered. The good news is for the Texans and CJ Stroud that Noah Brown looks like he's going to be able to play today. He's listed as questionable. They're going to need him against a tough Jets secondary if they're going to be able to produce some of the numbers that Stroud has been giving us this year. So Noah Brown has been somebody who has had some big games this season. And again, maybe not necessarily someone you want to use today against Sauce Gardner, Justin Reed. The Jets secondary is one of the best in the league. But Noah Brown might be worth grabbing and stashing on the bench because he might be a useful piece during the fantasy football playoffs, especially that we do know that Tank Dell is done for the season. Finally, I should note Dallas Goedert returns for the Eagles today. So again, another player who makes sure that your league mates did not drop him to the wire because he's returning, not on the injury report. So no designation. He'll be back against the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football in that NFC East showdown. All right, so there's the key injuries, folks. Now it is your turn. 312-332-3776. I'm Jeff Meller, taking your calls, talking fantasy football with you until 8 o'clock.
You're listening to The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Jeff Meller. Presented by Tullamore Dew on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Welcome back. Hopefully you're enjoying your Sunday morning, getting set for Bears and Lions here at ESPN Chicago, your home of the Bears. I'm Jeff Meller with you, as I am every Sunday morning during the football season, taking your calls, talking fantasy football with you, helping you get that dub. And hopefully most of our listeners have already clinched and secured their playoff berth. But if you haven't, let's go ahead and get you into the playoffs this week. Let's kick things off with Marvin, who is in Shanahan. Let's see if I can get him in here. Marvin, you're on the Fantasy Football Show. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Happy Sunday. I have a quarterback question for you. Happy PR. With Justin Herbert or Jared Goff?
All right, this one is a little tricky, but I think this, you know, I think the way the Bears defense has been playing, and, you know, outside Jared Goff is not nearly as productive, I think I would lean towards playing Justin Herbert at home in that controlled environment over Goff in the outdoors.
All right, Jeff. Thank you. Happy Sunday.
No problem. Thanks, Marvin. You as well. That is how it's done, folks. Let's try our man, Dave, who is in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Dave-O, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. How are you today?
Doing well, man. Doing well.
Hey, I need two of these four, and trying to combine two questions in one. I need one running back and one receiver.
Okay.
Travis Etienne, Derrick Henry, Jaden Reed, and Gabriel Davis. I need one receiver, one running back.
All right, so I think I personally have to go with Etienne, make sure that he is active, expected to play, Dave, from all the reports, so that's, you know, encouraging. So I'd use Etienne over Henry at this point, especially he might be the biggest beneficiary when you look at Trevor Lawrence probably being able to play today. You know what? I guess let me couch that, Dave, because as I think it through, as long as Lawrence starts, I'm cool with using Etienne. If for some reason, though, it is Beathard, I am a little bit shy about how that offense is going to perform if Beathard has to take the reins. So I guess I'd use Etienne as long as Lawrence is active. Otherwise, I might turn to Henry. And then for your receiving options, I think I'd go with Jaden Reed at this point. Gabe Davis is just, you know, he's too boom or bust for my liking. At least with Jaden Reed, I feel like you're probably going to be looking at a guy who's going to see the, if he doesn't lead the team in targets, the second most after Dobbs with Watson out. So I would use Reed.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Have a good day and good luck today.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it, man. 312-332-3776. Let's try Scott, who's in Maryville this morning. Scotty, what's going on?
How you doing? Let's see here. I got to PPR, and I need two of these guys.
Okay.
Adam Thielen, Garrett Wilson, Devin Singletary, and then just because I'm going to the Bears game today, I'm throwing in Roschon Johnson, but I need two out of those four.
All right. So I'm a little off Devin Singletary these days, you know, now that Damian Pierce is back.
Right.
Singletary still looks like he's getting the most touches, but it's close to a 50-50 split. So not loving Singletary as much these days. I'm definitely using Garrett Wilson, encouraged by Zach Wilson, being as weird as that may sound for fantasy purposes. I actually prefer Zach Wilson being back under center for the Jets, but I think anybody who has Garrett Wilson understands that these days. So I'm still using Garrett Wilson. And then it comes down to Thielen versus Roschon. Oh, man, like I still want to say, even though it hasn't been great as of late for Thielen, I still think I would use him over Roschon Johnson because it's kind of a mess with the Bears backfield, right? Like you've got three running backs now, all who are, you know, quality runners. Deontay Foreman's back off of the injury list. You know, Khalil Herbert is still there. I think after the bye, Khalil Herbert is probably going to be healthier than he was last time the Bears played against the Vikings. And even though Roschon Johnson had the most snaps, I'm not sure it's going to play out that way today. So even though I'm intrigued by that idea, I like from a fantasy perspective, I would say don't just play the guy because you're going to the game. that sometimes, you know, it ends up being the worst decision you can make. So no, I would go.
I only thought of him because of all the little screens, but then I was looking, mm-hmm. I was like, not really the guy getting the screens. And I know you're saying it is a running back committee, and he was like lower on that. I just threw him in there because I thought, well, because of a running back maybe, and with Thielen. But now as I'm scrolling, I didn't realize Thielen got 21 points last time against the Saints. So
it's a good point, Scotty. It was certainly weeks ago, and thanks as always for the call, Scotty. Appreciate it. It was earlier in the season when Thielen did go off against the Saints, and of course they've had the coaching change, so that will be my cautionary tale there. But I think of those options, I still think Thielen's probably a safe bet for 5 catches. So I would go with him over Roschon Johnson. Let's try CJ, who is in Shanahan. Siege, what's up this morning, my man?
Good morning, Jeff. I got a half PPR question for wide receiver. I got Nico Collins or Michael Pittman.
Wow, that is a good problem to have, CJ, these days. Boy, oh man, this one is tough. I don't know how you don't use Michael Pittman, but Nico Collins, especially, I will say, you know, the Browns defense, even though it's been not as good as of late with some of the injuries they've been dealing with, but I think I got to find a reason. You know, I'm nitpicking here, but I think you go with Michael Pittman because he's been seeing such high volume with Gardner Minshew these days, and a tough matchup in Cleveland for – actually, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong – I'm looking at my schedule in front of my sheet here. This is where being in a hotel throws me for a loop. So Houston's at the Jets today, so I apologize. Nevertheless, it's still a tough secondary. I knew it was a tough matchup for the for C.J. Stroud today. So I would still use Michael Pittman. Actually, that's a worse – when you look at secondary, that's a worse secondary to go up against. So I think that makes it even a little clearer to go with Michael Pittman, C.J.
All right, thanks, Seth. Good luck today.
You too, CJ. Thanks for the call. Let's try Lou, who is in Pleasant Prairie this morning. Lou, you're on the Fantasy Football Show, my friend.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Quarterback, pro PPR, Tua or Lamar Jackson?
Ooh. All right, so
Exactly.
I lean towards Tua here. Lamar's, you know, the Baltimore offense, you know, they've been so willing to give the ball, you know, to their backs in the red zone. And that's kind of dinged Lamar Jackson. And he hasn't been somebody who's been piling up the touchdowns quite like he has in the years past. So I think I'm riding with two of these days, especially at home. The Dolphins are always, they seem like they're on another level when they're at home. So I think I'd use Tua over Lamar today, Lou.
Great. And the defense, I have the Cowboys and I have the Bears, and I could pick up people off the roster, the Raiders, Buccaneers, Giants, but
yeah. So and that's one where I try not to get too cute, Lou. I'll roll with the Cowboys defense. I get it. It's a tough matchup against the Eagles, but at the same time, I think what we've seen from the Cowboys defense, especially for the fantasy perspective, right, is that with they have the ability to, whether it's not just returning touchdowns, returning interceptions for touchdowns, but they've also made plenty of plays on special teams as well, and they get after the quarterback. They usually are good for a couple of sacks. They're just a consistent fantasy defense. You know, they might be susceptible to the big play, and so I guess that's the one thing where I'll say, if we're talking defenses here, if you're concerned about the Cowboys, unless you're heavily penalized for giving up, you know, 30 plus points, then maybe I would consider it. But the Bears are, you know, that's certainly not a good matchup for them against the Lions either. So you could easily see a scenario where the Lions go for 30 on the Bears. So I'm still rolling with the Cowboys defense. They're the top scoring defensive unit in fantasy for a reason. So I would use them today, Lou. 312-332-3776. That is how Ken jumped on in today. Ken's in Beverly. What's up, Kenny?
Oh, hey, Jeff. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing well.
Good. Hey, I hope I could change this up. You answered my running back question.
No problem. Go ahead. Change it up on the fly.
Half-point PPR. You know, I could pick up for my flex. I could pick up Noah Brown. I've got Hopkins in there. What do you think?
Yeah, so I'd still go with Hopkins. Again, yeah, okay. Noah Brown's more of a play for the playoffs because, again, he had a couple of monster weeks before he was injured. And now that Tank Dell's out, I do like the possibility for Noah Brown. So, again, this is one of those things where in week 14, I'm answering, you know, questions for matchups today, but also looking ahead at the playoffs for guys who I think could be difference makers and who are out there on the waiver wire. So, yeah, if you can find a way to grab Noah Brown and get him on your bench just to kind of see how today plays out, I'm down for that. Okay. But I still want to use DeAndre Hopkins.
Sounds good. Thanks, man.
All right. Thank you, bye. Ken. 312-332-3776. Again, Jeff Meller here, hanging out with you until 8 o'clock talking fantasy football. Let's try Steve in McHenry. Steven, how you doing, bud?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
I need 4 out of 7 receivers. I got DK Metcalf, Cooper Kupp, Jaden Reed, Zay Flowers, Jordan Addison, Calvin Ridley, and the other wide receiver from Green Bay, Dobbs.
My, oh my, you have a plethora of options here, Steve. All right, so first and foremost,
some quarterbacks that are injured, and I overthought it, and now I broke my brain.
That is a lot. Boy. I'm still using, even though he's dealing with the groin, I'm still using DK Metcalf, especially after what he did. I don't know how you don't use him. So he's first and foremost. I like Zay Flowers I'm sorry, Steve, did you say it was PPR?
Yes, sir. Full point PPR.
Okay. Yeah. So Zay Flowers and full point PPR. I like him. I like DK Metcalf. I'm keeping Addison out because of Jefferson. I think as long as Lawrence plays, I like Ridley. And then I think I still use Kupp as your fourth and final option. If Trevor Lawrence is out, go with Jaden Reed instead.
Yep, that's kind of where I was thinking, but.
All right, there you go.
Okay, I appreciate it.
No problem, Steve. Great minds think alike. Hopefully, Steve will figure that out from that's a lot of receivers. Not going to lie, folks. All right, 312-332-3776. I am Jeff Meller. This is the Fantasy Football Show every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Presented by the fine folks over at Tullamore Dew.
The Fantasy Football Show with the guru of fantasy football, Jeff Meller. Dial us up at 312-332-ESPN. That's 312-332-3776. This is the Fantasy Football Show on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000 and 100.3 HD2.
Back at it on another Sunday morning, hanging out with you until 8 o'clock. I am Jeff Meller. Again, you can hit me up on Twitter at Jeff_Meller, if you say X. That's M-E-L-L-E-R. Or you could jump on in the phone lines, 312-332-3776, taking your calls until 8 o'clock before Black and Abdallah start to get you set for Bears and Lions today on the lakefront right here on your home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. Sylvie, Lance Briggs, Deion Miller will be up at 10 o'clock. And then, of course, Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer, Jason McKee on the call of today's Bears-Lions game. And then, of course, plenty of post-game coverage. As always, you have Peggy and Yurko on the post-game. And then on the post-post-game, Tyler Aki will be filling in for me along with Pat the Designer and Jason McKee today on the post-post-game 2 hours after the game wraps. And that's pretty much your Sunday on ESPN 1000 every Sunday during a Bears football Sunday. All right, back at it. Your calls live now. Our good friend, Mike, who is in Mount Prospect. Mikey, happy Sunday to you, my friend.
Hey, same to you, Jeff. Bottom line, I win, I'm in. If I lose, I'm out. Believe it or not, you and I have been playing this a long time. We're a 10-team PPR league. 8 of us are 7-6, tied for first place. 8.
Listen,
I'm one of the lowest scores, you know, so I got to win here, buddy. I got two quick
no
ones
problem.
For you.
Let's
full
go.
PPR. I've got Mostert, who I'm a little nervous with Aitken being so good, and Javonte Williams at Los Angeles Chargers. And then my wide receivers, I got Ridley. Of course, I lost Kirk. And I have Josh Downs, and I can also pick up Elijah Moore. I need one of those as well.
So, you know, it's interesting, Mike, and the way you frame it, too. I don't think I like your thought process. I don't really love relying on Raheem Mostert over Javonte Williams today. I like the matchup for the Broncos against the Chargers. You know, the one thing is Sean Payton has been happy to throw when they get near the goal line, which has kind of hurt Javonte Williams' overall value. But if you've looked at his box scores, he's been getting plenty of touches. He's become the lead back. Samaje Perine's dealing with an injury. Perine's going to play, but I think we're looking at a big workload for Javonte. And I think your suspicion about Devon Achane, you know, in that Dolphins backfield is correct. So I'd be a little bit concerned about using Mostert. So I would use Javonte Williams. And then as long as I said it earlier, same deal. As long as Lawrence is playing, I'm going to use Ridley, especially without Kirk. Now it kind of clears up some of, you know, the target issues. So as long as Lawrence goes, I would use Ridley. If he doesn't, then I'd go with Downs.
All right, my brother.
All right. Good luck, Mike.
I'm calling you back next year.
I do as well, my friend. I do as well. Hopefully you can sneak on into the playoffs, even with that low score. Let's try Tom, who's in Bridgeport. Tommy, what's up?
Hey, Jeff. Good morning. How are you? I need a 183 in a non-PPR. Nick Collins is in bad weather up in New York Jets. Moore, Elijah Moore, Josh Downs. And then I got one more little question. Would you drop Adam Thielen for to pick up what do we got? Jacoby Myers?
All right. So, you know, you said it's non-PPR, correct, Tom?
Non-PPR, right.
No PPR.
Collins scares me with that weather and the Jets.
Yeah. I think I get it. I do think, though, Stroud's been – sometimes I think we make too much of the weather, right? Like, as long as – and it's hard. It's 7:40 in the morning, right? We're still 3 hours away. Listen, unless it's like – unless we see, like, 30-plus mile-per-hour wind gusts – usually I'm not overly, I can't let the weather be a huge factor. So it's especially like, I think Nico Collins is clearly the best player of those options. So, you know, unless you like 11:30, get a sneak peek on, if you're watching ESPN Countdown or something, you just like, wow, that weather looks absurd. I can't.
Well, it says right now, chance 100% rain, around a half an inch of rain.
Yeah. But like I said, like, you know, it's just, Weird things happen. You know what I mean? Like,
he's still the best, right?
Yeah, he's clearly a cut above those guys. So I'm still going with Nico Collins. If you want to play it safe, Downs would be the move. But especially like, you know, in wet weather, it could be one, you know, the defender slips and there's an 80-yard touchdown. He makes your day too. So, you know, it's hard to necessarily know how it's going to play out that way. So I'd still go with Nico Collins ever so slightly over Josh Downs, Tom.
Okay, and how about the would you cut Adam Thielen for
For Jacoby Myers?
Yeah.
In standard league, I'm okay with that, especially the way, you know, Thielen's value really comes from PPR, and if you're not playing in that, there's at this point he certainly is someone you can cut ties with.
Okay, thank you very
much. All right,
Jeff.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it, man. Let's try our man Ali, who is in Rogers Park. Ali, what's up?
Hey there, how's it going, Jeff?
Good, Ali.
Good luck to your son today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. So I got a running back dilemma, and I'm hoping you can help me with some defense questions.
Okay.
So I got I need one of these four: Javonte Williams, DeAndre Swift, Deontay Foreman, fellow Bear here, and then I, like you said last week, if somebody gets injured, pick. But Clyde Edwards-Helaire, somebody already had the other guy. I think McKesson or Mixon or something. The thing is,
McKinnon.
McKinnon. Sorry. So I need one of those four, and then I have the Eagles D. And after like what happened last week, do I stick with them, or there's a way I could probably pick up the Broncos or the Bears? I don't really want to pick up the Packers defense just because that just gives me an enigma, so I don't want to do that. But
yeah, Dak's been playing so well. It is tough to love the Eagles today, but honestly, the options you threw at me don't really appeal to me so much. So I think I'd still just roll with the Eagles there, Ali. And then of your running backs, it's Swift versus Williams for me. And I think I might actually
go with Williams.
I like the matchup against the Chargers, as I said. So that defense is just you can run all over him. So I think I'd go with Javonte Williams over Swift today, Ali.
All right, man. Jeff, you're the best. Thank you very
well,
much.
We'll see. We'll see if you're thinking the same thing later on today, but I appreciate it, Ali.
All right.
Take care. Have a good one. 312-332-3776. Let us sneak in one more before we take our final timeout. Let's try Mike, who is in Antioch. Looks like, he's got a tough decision here. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, good morning to you. Who do you sit? It's a PPR league. I have Pollard, I have Samuel, and I have Gibbs. I need to sit one of those three. And then I have a tight end question if I can.
For the listeners, that's Debo Samuel he's got, I see on my screen, not Curtis, correct?
Sorry,
Curtis is on bye anyway, so that wouldn't matter. All right, so, I'm still using Debo Samuel. He's the easy one. Then it comes down to Gibbs versus Pollard. And, you know, the problem with Gibbs is that I know David Montgomery is going to get the goal line touches, but I like Gibbs. He's so explosive. Pollard's year hasn't been nearly what we expected. So I would use Gibbs, but I'm admitting, Mike, that, you know, he needs to kind of break off that long one to score the touchdown because Monty gets the goal line work, right? So I think I swing for the fences with Gibbs there, the upside play over Pollard.
Okay, and then just really quick, Dalton Kincaid, this was a tight end thing, Kincaid or Kmet?
So Dawson Knox is returning today for the Buffalo Bills. That could, you know, play a little bit of a role. Oh, boy, is it PPR?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I think I'd go with Dalton Kincaid. I just, that one's really a coin toss for me here, Mike, but I think Dalton Kincaid has a little bit more upside with Josh Allen throwing him the ball. So I'd go with him.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too, Mike. Thanks for the call. Again, 312-332-3776. One more segment to go. 15 minutes, your last chance to jump on in, get your fantasy football questions answered. We do it every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on ESPN 1000, the Fantasy Football Show, presented by Telemar Du.
The Fantasy Football Show is back with the guru of fantasy football, Jeff Meller.
How's your lineup looking?
It's not good.
Dial us up at 312-332-ESPN.
Like if I start him and then he doesn't play, I literally have nothing in the bank. I have no backup.
That's 312-332-3776. This is the Fantasy Football Show on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Ten more minutes to go here on the Fantasy Football Show, talking with you, answering your questions, helping you set your lineup. I am Jeff Meller. Again, if you hit me up on Twitter at Jeff_Meller, M-E-L-L-E-R, I will try and answer those as well as we get closer to kickoff here. And don't forget, Black and Abdallah up in 10 minutes to get you set for Bears and Lions today at Soldier Field. Recapping again quickly, if you missed it, the key injuries that we're keeping our eye on. Trevor Lawrence expected to go for the Jaguars today, but he's going to have to go through the pregame warm-up, make sure he can handle it with his ankle. So that is good news for the Jags offense. Justin Jefferson returning for the Vikings off of injured reserve today. Derek Carr will start for the Saints. Maybe the biggest injury that snuck up on us a little bit this week, Taysom Hill is not going to play for the Saints, according to Adam Schefter. That's a pretty big blow for the tight end position, so worth being aware of. If you have Taysom Hill in your lineup, get him out. Aaron Jones may play for the Packers on Monday Night Football, but I would not wait on him. I would use another running back instead because we've seen he hasn't been great even when he has returned from injury earlier this year. Kenneth Walker looks like he's going to be a go for the Seahawks. Dallas Goedert returns for the Eagles. And then we all, of course, know Tank Dell, Christian Kirk, and Christian Watson are all ready, ruled out with key injuries for their teams. All right, let's wrap things up with you, 312-332-3776. Let's go on out to Tom, who is in Oak Lawn. Tommy, what's up, my friend?
Yeah, how you doing, Jeff?
Good,
great show.
Good. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Listen, I had just a quarterback question. I'm wondering if I should go with Purdy with the Niners or Justin Fields with a beloved Bears.
Sure, I get it. I will say, Tom, I think Purdy, it's just the offense is so explosive. It's hard not to use him. And there's a little bit there's a little bit too much influx with Justin Fields. The one thing I'll say is it's a great matchup for Fields against the Lions. I actually talked with Waddle a couple times this week when I was hosting for Sylvie about this, you know, the Lions struggling to stop Fields when it comes to running. So intriguing option, but I personally can't get away from using Brock Purdy because he's just so consistent. He's usually good for two touchdowns minimum in that offense.
Okay, listen, thanks so much. Have a great holidays.
All right, Tom, you too. Thanks for the call. Let's try Eric, who is in South Barrington. E, what's going on?
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Doing well.
I wanted to change my question up here. So I need a receiver and a flex. Obviously, I'm going to wait and see what's going on with Red Levy. It's going to be between him and Jordan Addison. So for the flex, I could go either Kincaid, and then I wanted to change it to A.J. Dillon or Chabernet. Just one of the three.
Sure. Is it PPR, Eric?
It's a full-point PPR, yeah.
Yeah. So in full-point PPR, I'm still going to use Kincaid. Chabernet, I think, you know, with he's returning from injury, and you've got Kenneth Walker likely back, so I don't like the setup for him. And then A.J. Dillon, you know, I like it's – even though he's getting all the work, he hasn't been very productive. You know what I mean? So
right.
I'd still go with Kincaid.
All right. Sounds good. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate the call. Let's try Glenn, who is on the north side. Glenn, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. I'm between Brock Purdy or Justin Herbert, and I have an idea, but I want to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, you know, it's very similar to Fields, even though at this point I'm – there's very few quarterbacks I'm using above Brock Purdy. In fact, if you pressed me, I'd probably say I'd go, you know, Allen's a no-brainer. Dak Prescott, the way he's playing. And then every other quarterback after that, you know, Mahomes, just the Chiefs offense is not as good as it's once been. So I think Purdy at that point is basically, you know, depending on, you know, CJ Stroud's got a bad matchup this week, but so Purdy is basically third or fourth in my ranks when it comes to quarterbacks on a weekly basis. So with Justin Herbert dealing with so many receiver issues for the Chargers, I think Purdy, he's the play.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you. Right. Happy holidays.
You too, Glenn. Thanks for the call. Let's try Mark, who's in Buffalo Grove. Mark, you're up.
Hey, Jeff, how's it going? Love the show.
Thanks, man.
Hey, so quick question. So I got right now, I got Williams and Mixon starting at halfback, and I got Mostert on the bench. My wide receivers, this is a non-PPR, and then I got Collins and Tyreek Hill starting in my wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
So I got in the flex right now, I got Olave, and I'm trying to decide between Olave and Mostert, like to go in the flex.
Sure. Good problem. It's a good problem to have, Mark. You're in, you know, you'd rather be picking between good players than, you know, throwing darts. I think I'd use Olave, you know, especially without Taysom Hill, the red zone offense, he might see some more opportunities than he normally would. So, And with Mostert dealing with Achan, you know, I think it's Olave is the big play guy there.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. That's what I had in my lineup, but I just wanted to confirm. Thanks again.
No problem. All right. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. I think we got time for one more before we get to the 2-minute warning here. Let's try Dan, who is in Arlington Heights. Dan, what do you got?
Hey, Jeff, so not the best running back situation. So do I start Jerome Ford today or do I wait to tomorrow and start either A.J. Dillon or Aaron Jones?
Ah, so you do have Dillon. Oof, boy. You know, I think I would. Aaron Jones could muddy the waters if he plays, though. I think honestly, I don't want to use Aaron Jones at all this week, Dan. Yeah. I would use Dillon over Jones. I think I'd use Dillon over Ford too, because I like that matchup against the Giants. So, you know,
and I don't need the win this week. It's just kind of,
I'd go with Dillon over Jones this week. I want to see Jones come back and look healthy before I use him. All right, Sean, you can give me the sounder here.
We're coming up in the 2-minute warning.
This is the 2-minute warning.
And that'll take us to the 2-minute warning.
All right, fast and furious, so let's get him in quick. Kevin in Oak Park, what do you got, Kev?
I got Garrett Wilson or T. Higgins
full PPR league. Just concerned with the whole quarterback situation for both.
Yeah, although listen, obviously, Jake Browning looked really good last week, so that is interesting. I'm still using Garrett Wilson over T. Higgins this week, though. Let's try Chip, who's in Aurora. What do you got, Chip? Speaking of Jake Browning.
Yeah, Jordan Love or Jake Browning.
Yeah, I think the way Love's playing, I would still use him. I want to see Jake Browning kind of replicate it for one more week before I'm trusting him, especially when you've got a pretty solid option with Jordan Love against the Giants this week. All right.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Thank you, man. How about Darren in Glenbrook. What do you got, D?
Oh, Sunday morning must be Mellor time.
You know it, brother.
Hey, looking at Chris Olave or Calvin Ridley.
Boy, I'd go with Olave. You know, even no matter what Trevor Lawrence's status is, I still like Olave over Ridley.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
All right. Take care. Last one to close out the show. Richard's in Mundelein. What do you got, Rich?
Hey, what's up, Mellor? I got Jordan Love or Jared Goff, and then Eagles versus Kansas City Chiefs defense, and this is on standard.
All right, so I'm going to use Jordan Love over Jared Goff. Again, in the elements, don't love that for Goff. He's not the same player that he is in the dome for the Lions. And then in terms of defenses, I guess I'd go ahead and play the Chiefs defense. I think Josh Allen he'll give the Chiefs defense a few more opportunities to maybe, you know, have a few interceptions. The way Dak's playing, I don't want any part of going up against him. So I'd go with the Chiefs D.
All right. Thanks, Mellor. All right. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Richard. All right. That wraps it up for me, folks. Don't go anywhere. Black and Abdallah are up next. And thanks to Sean Graney and Jack McGrath as well. Full day of Bears coverage coming up right now on ESPN 1000.
That does it for the Fantasy Football Show today, presented by Tullamore Dew and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. But don't miss more of Jeff Mellor later today on the Bears postgame show, 2 hours after the Bears game ends. And next week, when the Fantasy Football Show returns every Sunday at 7 a.m. on ESPN Chicago and the ESPN Chicago app.